Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida, assures that India will take every step to become semiconductor powerhouse. Prime Minister addresses International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually, emphasizes that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns. President Draupadi Murmu confers upon National Florence Nightingale Awards 2024 to nurses at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation to begin this afternoon in New Delhi. And in hockey, India to clash with Malaysia in the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted the various initiatives taken to boost the electronics and semiconductor industry in the country. He said the government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakh jobs.
ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर इंडस्ट्री को ड्राइव करने में भारत बड़ी भूमिका निभाने जा रहा है और इसलिए हमने सेमीकंडक्टर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए बहुत सारे कदम उठाए हैं भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फैसिलिटी लगाने के लिए 50% सपोर्ट भारत सरकार दे रही है भारत की नीतियों के कारण ही बहुत कम समय में 1.5 ट्रिलियन रुपीज से ज्यादा के इन्वेस्टमेंट इस क्षेत्र में भारत में हो चुके हैं।
The Prime Minister also highlighted the success of Digital India initiative, saying the country is witnessing its multiplier effect. He said earlier the country used to import mobile phones, but now it has become the second largest producer and exporter of mobile phones.
डिजिटल इंडिया की सफलता के लिए हमें अफोर्डेबल मोबाइल हैंडसेट्स और डेटा की जरूरत थी इसके लिए हमने जरूरी रिफॉर्म्स और जरूरी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बढ़ाया एक दशक पहले हम मोबाइल फोन के बड़े इम्पोर्टर्स में से एक थे आज हम दुनिया के नंबर टू प्रोड्यूसर्स और एक्सपोर्टर हैं
Speaking on this occasion, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has brought technology in the hands of citizens through Digital India and Telecom Mission.
The enthusiastic participation of all the stakeholders across the semiconductor ecosystem is a strong indicator of the success of our Honorable Prime Minister's vision, his capability to execute, and the methodical way in which he has conducted this policy. All the initiatives taken so far, whether it is Digital India Mission, the Telecom Mission, everything has brought technology in the hands of common citizens. The growth of semiconductor industry in our country will further deepen this vision.
Our correspondent reports that Semicon India will witness participation of top leadership of global semiconductor giants. The conference will witness participation of more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen, virtually today, the Prime Minister highlighted that scaling up production, minimizing costs, and building infrastructure can progress faster through cooperation. He also emphasized that there is growing realization that climate change is not just a matter of the future, as its impact has been felt here and now. Mr. Modi said that energy transition and sustainability have become central to global policy discourse. Highlighting that India is committed to creating a cleaner and greener planet, Mr. Modi noted that the country is the first among G20 nations to fulfill its Paris commitments on green energy.
We were the first among G20 nations to fulfill our Paris commitments on green energy. These commitments were fulfilled 9 years ahead of the target of 2030. India's installed non-fossil fuel capacity increased nearly 300% in the last 10 years.
Mr. Modi also outlined that India's non-fossil fuel capacity increased by nearly 300% over the last 10 years and the country's solar energy capacity increased by over 3,000% during the same period. He said that green hydrogen can help in decarbonizing industries that are difficult to electrify. India has already launched the National Green Hydrogen Mission in 2023.
We want to make India a global hub for the production, utilization, export of green hydrogen. The National Green Hydrogen Mission is giving an impetus to innovation, infrastructure, industry and investment.
President Draupadi Murmu today conferred upon National Florence Nightingale Awards 2024 to nurses at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The National Florence Nightingale Award was instituted by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in the year 1973. This award is given as a mark of recognition for the meritorious services rendered by the nurses and nursing professionals to the society. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today inaugurated 6 initiatives as part of the 100-day achievements of the ministry in New Delhi. The minister launched the National E-Bidhan Application 2.0, NEVA 2.0, Subordinate Legislation Management System, Consultative Committee Management System, National Youth Parliament Scheme 2.0, Eklavya Model Residential Schools, EMRS. According to the Parliamentary Affairs Ministry, the upgraded version of the National E-Bidhan Application 2.0 will provide more user-friendly interface and enhance integration with the legislative processes of state legislatures. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Ministry of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. India is the fastest growing aviation market in the world and is currently the third largest in the domestic segment. In the last decade, the number of aircraft in India increased from 400 to more than 800 and airports grew exponentially from 74 to 157. The government's initiatives like Uran, Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik have enhanced regional connectivity, ensuring that even remote areas are integrated into the aviation network. As Haryana gears up for the upcoming assembly elections, political parties are in full swing, preparing for the high-stakes contest. The state will go to the polls on 5th of October to elect members for the 90-seat assembly. The last date for filing nominations is tomorrow, with scrutiny scheduled for September 13th. Candidates can withdraw the nominations by 16th of September, while the counting of votes will take place on October 8th. We have more from a correspondent.
With only a day left for filing of the nomination, senior leaders of all political parties are filing their nomination today. Amongst prominent names are former Home Minister Anil Vij, Speaker of Haryana Vidhan Sabha Gyanchand Gupta, Deputy Speaker Ranbir Gangua, Agriculture Minister Krishanpal Gujar, Finance Minister J.P. Dalal and senior BJP leader O.P. Dhankar. Congress leader and former Chief Minister of Haryana Bhupinder Singh Hooda and famous Olympian Vinesh Phogat and Vijender Singh will also be filing their nomination. Aam Aadmi Party leader Anurag Dhanda will also file nomination today. Meanwhile, Jannayak Janata Party in alliance with Azad Samaj Party has come out with a third list of 18 candidates. Aam Aadmi Party has also announced 11 candidates list. During the day, all parties would come out with the final list as tomorrow being the last day to file nomination. Akanksha Saxena for Akashvani News, Chandigarh.
In Jammu and Kashmir, with campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections entering last week, the Chenab Valley is preparing for high-profile visits, including a rally by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the sports stadium in Doda on the 14th of September. Our correspondent reports that the leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, is also expected to address a rally in Doda, but his schedule is yet to be finalized. besides Prime Minister Modi and Rahul Gandhi, another star campaign of the Congress Party, Imran Pratapgari, will be addressing a rally at Charua, Kehra on September 13th, whereas National Conference star campaigner Omar Abdullah will be addressing a few rallies on September 12th in Doda district. We have a report.
8 assembly constituencies in the 3 districts of Chenab Valley, including Kishtwar, Doda and Ramban, will go for polls on September 18 during the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be covering all the assembly constituencies from Doda district and will seek votes for BJP candidates. The Congress Party is also expecting to secure their win on 2 to 3 seats by ensuring Rahul Gandhi's presence. Omar Abdullah of National Conference is also pushing hard for his candidates in Chenab Valley and winning as many seats despite having a friendly contest with the Congress Party. But till September 16, which is the last day of campaigning for the first phase, Chenab Valley is going to be a battleground with hawks addressing rallies all over. This is M. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
In Jammu and Kashmir, a border security force BSF personnel was injured when Pakistani troops resorted to unprovoked firing on the Indian post in violation of a ceasefire agreement along the border in the wee hours today. Our correspondent reports that the alert BSF troops also retaliated, but the casualties on the Pakistani side were not known immediately. In Gujarat, the state government has confirmed the deaths of 11 people due to an unknown fever in Abdasa and Lakhpat regions of Kutch over the past week. State Health Minister Rishikesh Patel, who is visiting Kutch, informed the media that out of the 16 suspected deaths, 11 have been caused by an unknown fever, while the remaining 5 are due to various other diseases. The minister said the state government has made elaborate arrangements for the treatment and recovery of the patients. The centre has extended the ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group Sikhs for Justice for another 5 years. The action has been taken under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. According to the government notification, the organisation has been indulging in activities which are prejudicial to the integrity and security of the country. Sikhs for Justice is a US-based group run by Gurpatwan Singh Pannoon, who was declared a designated individual terrorist by India. In the Meteorological Department, IMD has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, the well-marked low-pressure area of northeastern Madhya Pradesh and the surrounding region is expected to re-intensify into a depression over central parts of north Madhya Pradesh and adjoining Uttar Pradesh.
The well-marked low-pressure area over northeast MP and neighborhood moved nearly north-northward and intensified into a depression again. And it is likely to move further north-northwestward during next 24 hours. And because of this, we have issued the very heavy to extremely heavy Madhya Pradesh, mainly west Madhya Pradesh and northeast Madhya Pradesh and also southern parts of Uttar Pradesh.
In hockey, defending champions India will take on last edition's runners-up Malaysia in the third match of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament at Ulaanbaatar in China today. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team currently leads the points table with 6 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida, assures that India will take every step to become semiconductor powerhouse. Prime Minister addresses International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually, emphasizes that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns. President Draupadi Murmu confers upon National Florence Nightingale Awards 2024 to nurses at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation to begin this afternoon in New Delhi, and in hockey, India to clash with Malaysia in the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament in Ulaanbaatar, China today. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.